You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. My parents weren't great. Could I ever be a good parent? Let's get into it.
King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
And the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
Too much rock for one hand.
Is that why you're holding two buckets?
Yep, that's why.
Full of rocks.
Yep.
You think it's a metaphor? No, this is a rock radio station.
That's exactly right.
Jed brings geological artifacts into the studio every week. Another thing that happens every week is we answer a question that comes in the Bridge Loud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my parents weren't great. Could I ever be a good parent? That's a great question. And Glenn, where would we start?
Well, I think it is really at times tempting and almost overwhelming to look at our parents and look at perhaps, unfortunately, negative qualities that any of our parents may have had and worry that we'll have those same qualities and feel like we'll turn into that. And then every now and then you hear yourself saying something your parents used to say. You're like, oh, no, it's happening. I can't stop.
It's all coming true.
But the truth is it's a lot more complicated than that. So we want to get into that complication, kind of peel away the layers, because there's certainly reasons to have hope in those areas, even though at times it can feel pretty tempting to worry about it.
That's a really, really good point. And, Jed, where would we develop that idea of there? You're going to hear yourself say that thing your dad said that you hated so much. That doesn't mean you're going to become exactly like them in every way, right?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. First things first, I'm sorry that your experience of your parents was not great. We're sorry for that. We believe in you. And we work every single day with folks who had a pretty rough upbringing and transcend that. So you know, we can give you a preview right now. It's definitely possible, and we're firsthand witnesses to it. So we know that. But that doesn't change the fact that, A, hey, we're all kind of afraid we're going to turn into our parents. And we do have those little moments of, you know, saying the thing we heard our dad saying, and, oh, man. And we kind of have a belief just in our culture that we all turn into our parents. I mean, that's, you know, in some quarters, that's just a phrase that people use. And so I think it's easy to get into a place where we feel like, for better or worse, I'm kind of destined to be just like mom and dad, so what's the point in fighting it? And if you had, you know, fairly decent parents, or if you had good parents, well, don't fight it. They just, you know, go with it. Go with the hot hand, man.
Sure, yeah.
But if you had parents that, as you say, were not great, that feeling destined can pretty quickly turn into feeling doomed, that they were bad. And no matter what you do, you're going to be bad. It's just, it's going to be bad leading to bad leading to bad. And that's, you know, that would be a really discouraging place to be, a discouraging thing to wrestle with. But I think that we need to really look at that. I think we need to get into it and ask, is it true that we all turn into our parents? Does it have to be true that you turn into your parents? Because that's the one that we really, really care about. Or are there ways in which we can be our own person? Are there ways in which we can choose to grow and develop and become the kind of person that we want to be? I think that we owe it to you to fully get into that and answer that.
That is exactly right. And excellent questions. That's what we'll be looking at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
You issue decrees that get worse by degrees. So you steal from the poor as you please. Take the rights and the justice they need. You make unjust laws. And the widow you crush with your jaws. And the orphans you prosecute all. Robbing from those with nothing at all.
We're back here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King. Once again, I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Quartz. That's my favorite kind of rock.
Oh, yeah.
It's a good choice. Also joined by the producer of the show, Jed Brewer.
Quartz is pretty cool. It's a good one. I like Quartz.
Yeah, we're putting a pretty literal rock in Q-Rock this week. I hope they enjoy it. We're also answering a question that came to TheBridgeLoud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my parents weren't great. Could I ever be a good parent? And Glenn, we did, that last time we went to this idea of you do inherit things from your parents. There's biological, you know, you might have your dad's eyes or whatever. And there's also, you know, there's a phrase your mom always said when she got really mad at you when you were a kid, and you get mad at your girlfriend and you hear yourself say those words. But we're really the difference, but you are a different person. So how do we balance those, and how do we arrive at being a different person?
Well, I think it comes down to choices that we make. Now, the funny thing is we make fewer choices than we think we do. Our parents set us down a certain course, and we can just kind of glide along that path, just be on cruise control for a long time without choosing something else. The good news is you can make those choices at any time that you want. As you pointed out, we work with people behind bars, people caught up in addiction, and they're trying to find a new life, a new spiritual life, as we try and help them in our Christian ministry. And what they're looking to do is to make entirely new choices to break these cycles. They do that every day. There's every reason to be optimistic you can do the same. But it starts by empowering yourself to make those choices.
I think that's a really, really good point. And it should be said about the people we work with, Jed, that these are also people who maybe have had reinforced them. We work with folks behind bars who've just been told, you're nothing but, in the quote, is a natural born thug. So why would you try to do another thing? But as Glenn's pointing out, it turns out if you put habits into another thing, you will be that thing eventually, right?
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. Let's look at, it's almost kind of a silly example, but let's talk about cooking for a second. It doesn't matter. Maybe your parents were terrible cooks. Maybe they never cooked. If you cook food every single day, you'll get pretty good at it.
Yeah.
You may never be like an amazing world-class chef, but that doesn't matter. If you cook food every day, you will be pretty good at it. That's just how this works. Now, by contrast, it doesn't matter if your dad was a Michelin-starred chef in Paris. If you never cook anything, you will not be good at it. That's just how that works. You don't magically have it just because your dad had it or didn't. Like we've all been saying, this boils down to decisions, to choices that you make. Another way of looking at it is it boils down to investment. You can invest in areas of your life and strengthen them and shape them into what you want them to be. You can invest in aspects of your future and shape your future into what you want it to look like. But that's going to ask a really important question. We can't invest in everything. You know, you can't be an Olympic snowboarder and a Michelin chef and a fashion model. I mean, they're, you know,
feels like if you're dedicated, you can do all three of those at the same time. Mobile hot plate on the way down the slopes.
That's right.
Serving looks.
Making some crepes on the way down. Yeah, the whole thing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. They called him the triple threat for a reason. But now, given that the rest of us might have to, you know, limit our aspirations a little bit, the question that we'll need to ask is, how do we find the important things to focus on, the important areas to invest in, the important areas to be very intentional and consistent with our choices in order to be able to be the kind of person that we want to be and someday the kind of parent that we want to be?
It's a great point. That's what we'll look at when we come back right here on The Bridge Loud.
Yeah.
Bridge Loud.
We are with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Granite. I like granite.
It's a strong choice. Also joining us, the producer of the show, the man who puts music together, Jed Brewer.
Yeah, I like granite. Granite's good.
That's a good rock.
It's a good rock. You know, last Friday night when Glenn said to Jed and I, you guys want to come to a rock show tonight? We were like, I love concerts. I didn't say concert. I said rock show. And we saw a nice time. We're also answering a question that came to thebridgeloud at gmail.com. This week's question says, my parents weren't great. Could I ever be a good parent? And Glenn, that last segment, we kind of landed on what the answer to this is going to be. That's going to be the choices you make. But yeah. Jed made a very, very good point that nobody has enough gas in the tank, enough time in the day to make choices about everything at once.
Right.
There's some things we autopilot on, some things we focus on. So if we want to be the kind of person we want to be, which hopefully would lead to being the kind of parent we want to be, what are some areas we can focus on and get a lot of good results on?
Well, I think let's look at three key areas. First is self-worth. If you have a sense of self-worth within you, you're going to pass that on to your kids, your friends, your family, everybody. You know, if you feel validated within yourself, you give that sense of validation to other people, you lift other people up in that sort of way, you're going to be a good parent in on many, many different levels. Gratitude is important. That's good. If you have any kind of bad habit, gratitude is actually your number one weapon against that. If you're trying to get over an addiction, any of those kind of things, counting your blessings and getting into a thankful attitude, that's all important. It makes you strong in ways you didn't think you would be. It opens up a lot of other virtues in your life. And then passing that on to kids of your own is huge. And then finally, resilience. Being the Bible would call it being long-suffering. In sports, they would say the kind of person who can make adjustments and adjust their strategy in order to achieve success. Rolling with the punches, being able to evaluate things as they shift around. Those things are really important.
They certainly are. And Jed, I think one of the things we're looking at from a question asker here, who may... part of what they're saying is my parents weren't great is I didn't have these things modeled for me. Maybe my parents were lacking these ways. So if we didn't get these as we were growing up, we want them now. Where might we go looking for them?
That's a great question. Let's begin here. You can develop these traits.
Yep.
You can absolutely develop a positive sense of self-worth. You can absolutely develop even an instinct towards gratitude and a practice of it in your life. And you can absolutely develop a sense of deep resiliency. You can do that. Whether those things were modeled for you or not, you can do that. You can start today and you can do that. And the question becomes, how do we do that? Well, there's a lot of resources that are available out there. But two that we want to suggest to you is that a good church will help with that. And going on Sunday morning is a good thing. Getting involved in some kind of small group or Bible study will actually help. That's a good thing. And also a good counselor or therapist will help a whole lot. That's a big part of what therapy and counseling is there to do, is not just to help us deal with the bad things in life, but figure out how do we point ourselves in new, more positive directions.
Absolutely right. Both of those are things that we are sure are available in your area. And in the case of counselors and therapists, might be more affordable than you think. If you have questions about that, don't know where to start, you can let us know. TheBridgeLoud@gmail.com. Keep listening to the rest of the show. You will hear TheBridgeLoud@gmail.com a couple more times, and we'll be right back right here on The Bridge Loud.
With me, not this time.
Bridge Loud.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles. We believe in you, and we want to help.
We're back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by the founder of Mission USA, Glenn Fitzgerald.
Let's do this.
Also joined by the producer of the show, the man who puts the music together, Jed Brewer.
I was hoping for more rock picks.
Well, he's not talking about music, folks. We don't have time to explain. We're too busy answering questions that came into thebridgeloud@gmail.com. This week's question says, my parents weren't great. Could I ever be a good parent? Now, if you're in the geological world, as some of us are, as Glenn clearly is, you might refer to lava as, it's in a way, the rock's secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
That was a long journey, but I think I got there. And Glenn, as we mentioned, we work with a lot of folks who had just childhoods we, even having heard it, cannot imagine. They were very bad. Who turned out to be people of character and of accomplishment, who had good relationships with their own kids. If you could boil something down to, here's a thing that made that go, what might that be?
Well, yeah, the whole way through here we're talking about making changes. And people, any kind of change that any of us make is actually super difficult when you realize it. You know, getting weight off is fairly doable, but keeping it off is really hard. Breaking permanent habits that way requires a lot of us. Absolutely, you can do it. And people do it every day, so why not you? But what we're looking at as we walk away from this is really what sort of strength do we need to tap into? We need a strength that's bigger than ourselves, a higher power. We need God to come in and give us that. And the truth is that's what he wants us to do, wants to do with us. And here's the other thing that's interesting about that is having that internal change means whatever comes out of your life is changed too. So it's by focusing on our inner self and our thought processes, the way we see the world, that can change everything else downstream from that.
Oh, yeah, that's absolutely right. One other thing I would point out real quick here is it's perfectly natural to, as an adult, look up and say, I don't think I got all the parenting I could have. I don't think it got that quality. But for those of us who are on the Jesus thing and on the God thing, one of the key ways God defines himself is as your parent. He says, you're mine and I'm as a father to you. There's other stuff in there about it being like a master and a servant and a husband and a wife. But the one that keeps coming up over and over again is God is a father to you. So we say, I'm a little bit worried I'm going to turn out like these experiences I've had with this one type of person. There's a whole wealth of experiences to tap into of grace you've been shown and love you've been given that you can turn around. And as Glenn's saying here, that will reflect out to other people. If you have kids, your kids will be among the people that what God has done in your life reflects out into, and you don't have to worry about not having enough of it because it is an infinite source. And we'll see you next week right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you, God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. God.